She's always working, doing something. Seven-time WWE Women's Champion, actress, TV star, fitness icon. Trish Stratus joins us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So, Trish, we will soon add Hall of Famer to your long list of descriptions. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I felt the list was getting a little stagnant, you know? It was like, oh, how boring, you know?
Yeah, right, right. So how did you hear the news of being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in the next WrestleMania?
Well, they told me just before 2013 started. So it was kind of a nice little end-of-the-year present. I was like, wow, I have something really exciting to look for. You know, you kind of go into the new year going, okay,
sure,
what are my goals and what's exciting and what do I have coming up? So
sure,
that was, you know, pretty huge news. I was kind of shocked because, to be honest, I know I've been retired for almost 7 years, but it feels like I still keep thinking I just left the ring.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's great honor, of course, and the class this year is just stellar, and it's just, I'm blown away as a fan and just, you know, just the caliber of everyone in the class this year. So.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, Mick Foley, yeah. Bob Backlund, Bruno Sammartino. How is Bruno Sammartino not in the Hall of Fame already?
Exactly. You know, when they finally, you know, settled everything and got him in, they asked me, what do you think about Bruno being in? I said, well, before the Hall of Fame is kind of like, you know, the Hockey Hall of Fame without Wayne Gretzky.
Ah, yeah, very good comparison.
I mean, it was
sure
a huge void, obviously, and there was a lot of issues. I guess they've been trying to get him for years, and it was a big get that they got him because they had to sit down, and apparently Triple H was the one who sealed the deal. And
really?
You know, they had to do all kinds of, yeah, he was a little bit concerned about the direction of the programming. And, you know, I think now that it's gone PG and it's sort of toned down a little bit, he was happier with the way the product was going, which is kind of cool. I mean, it's neat to see someone who's so passionate about the product that he wants to make sure and maintain the integrity of it. And so that was his way of doing that. And, you know, obviously it worked. And it's great to take his place finally in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, my goodness.
Wow.
It's such a great class of people that you're going in with.
Our celebrity wing edition.
Oh yeah, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, the Donald.
That is so cool. Have you met Donald Trump before?
I actually have not. No.
No. Are you going to stare at his hair when you see him?
Like, I probably want to run my fingers through it, but I'm sure I won't be allowed to.
You know, something tells me that he might let you.
He might. Okay, I'm going to try and use my womanly ways, and I'll let you know
okay
how that goes.
Yeah, you know what? That is our dare. Trish, I want you to do that. You run your hands through Donald Trump's hair. I want to see that happen.
Then I'll come back on and give you the report.
Yeah, you let me know and see what's under there. I want to know what's going on over there.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I'm fascinated. That's probably the most thing I'm looking forward to.
So your 2013 list of things to do. Make it into the Hall of Fame, check. But Donald Trump running your hands through his hair,
right,
that's coming
right
up
that,
as well.
Right.
So who's going to induct you into the Hall of Fame? Does somebody induct you?
Yeah, well, I knew you were not available that night. Obviously, you're my first choice.
Well, I appreciate that, Trish. I appreciate that, but I probably have a show or something.
You're right, exactly. And I knew that, so I didn't want the Fan 590 fans to be mad at me.
Oh, they'd be so upset.
Away.
Trish, you have so many fans, and then if that happens, you take me away from them, then yeah, you're going to lose everybody.
I know, and I didn't want that to happen.
Well, that's so nice of you, Trish. So beyond me, who do you want to do it?
You know, of course, I go on Twitter, and Twitter is like the best way to get a pulse of of what's going on out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously there's been a lot of people are throwing a lot of names out there. For me, I have a couple choices. I'll tell you right now, it's, we're almost decided. There's a couple of choices in the air, and we're sort of just settling on it. So I don't know yet, but you know, we've tossed a few names around, and you know, if you go online, there's all kind. There's so many people that have had such a great impact in my life and my career. The number one, of course, that I hear is Lita. And she was my longtime rival and still my bestie today.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, people throw that name around. I think that'd be great. But there's, I mean, you know, Fit Finley, I've heard that name thrown around. You know, Stephanie McMahon, you know, the head of women, of course, in wrestling and WWE. I mean, she's done a wonderful job of, you know, transitioning. You know, she was in the ring for a while and then now runs the company pretty much.
She's kind of grown that part of the WWE, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, she's in charge of creative now and talent, and so she's done amazing. And, you know, she's moved on. She's a mommy now and all kinds of things. So she's, So, you know, I don't know. I will get back to you, or you'll find out on the April 6th.
All right, fine. Well, we can wait till then if we have
to. It's a good surprise.
So your last match on Raw was at Madison Square Garden, and you're going to be returning there for the first time in almost 7 years. What's that going to be like for you?
Yeah, that's, It's crazy. I mean, that was one of the big things when they told me how amazing this, you know, the caliber of talent in this class. And then they said the kicker was it's going to be probably the biggest. And I just mean, you know, because of where it's being held at Madison Square Garden, obviously the mecca sports centers of all time. And it's crazy. So just the fact that I'm in Madison Square Garden, and of course, there's lots of connections between all the inductees have some sort of connection to MSG.
Sure.
But it's going to be interesting. I mean, yeah, I took my final bow there for Raw, and, you know, they gave me an amazing send-off, and it'll be good. I think it's kind of fitting. It feels like it's coming full circle, and it's a wonderful thing. I've just been very blessed. I feel like a lot of my career has been, like, you know, really a good exit and nice returns, and, yeah, so this feels kind of like coming full circle, actually.
Trish Stratus with us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Jeff Samida. And, Trish, for those that haven't heard the story, talk about how you were discovered. It really is quite a story. I mean, for those like myself, and I've talked to like Jeff Merrick about it dozens of times, you know, we think so highly of you, and we remember, you know, working with you, you know, back in the day here at the Fan.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, I was just a wrestling fan. I mean, my whole life I was a tomboy growing up, and I loved wrestling. And of course, you know, I grew up watching wrestling, and so being a wrestling fan, and I guess the transition kind of happened when I got into fitness modeling. And there was this one particular show where, you know, of course, as a wrestling fan, we knew that you'd have to tune in to watch wrestling at crazy hours, like 2 a.m. or something. And so this was a big announcement. WWE was announcing that they would now have wrestling on at prime time, and of course WWE, they do everything big, so in order to announce it, they had a show that evening at the Rogers Center now. And they had a big press conference in the front. They announced that it would be live with, you know, on primetime television. And that, so Michael Landsberg had his show live in front of the crowd that was there. So that was the first time I sort of was involved in a crowd who suddenly started, like, you know, they asked, like, who's the best girl in wrestling, you know, and the crowd started saying, you are, and I just, of course, I'm totally tickled by it, right? I'm like, oh, I'm not in wrestling. I'm like, that's cool, you know? And then that evening, just like a fan, I, you know, was excited. I got to meet everyone. You know, I saw everyone backstage, and it was really cool meeting everyone. The cool thing was, I remember, this is funny, I met Mick Foley, and he goes, oh, my God, Trish Stratus. And I'm like, oh, my God, Mick Foley. I'm thinking, how does he know me? And he goes, well, I have your autograph. I have your magazine cover up in my gym, because at the time he had a gym and I was doing the fitness modeling. So I thought, well, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So that night I went to the show as a fan. And people were coming up to me and saying, hey, when are you starting wrestling? And when are you going to start? And I was like, oh, that's funny. But after that, this internet rumor started that basically started saying Trish Stratus has been seen by Vince McMahon and has signed a contract, and watch for her debut soon. And of course, I read the very same thing online and thought, well, what? Did I miss a phone call?
News to me.
So there was a new phone call, but it just kept, you know, perpetuating. And like, it was, I mean, people were calling me for interviews. And so tell us about the WWE. And that's how it started with the Law. So live audio wrestling, obviously.
Yeah.
And they contacted me and said, hey, we want to, you know, talk to you about the new rumors and, you know, tell us, you have any information, new information? I said, I have zero information, but I'd love to come on to your show and talk about it. So I came on as a guest, and then we started talking more. And, of course, they were kind of, you know, thought it was cool again that a chick knows wrestling. And then I came on full time. And so, you know, this is how passionate we were back in the day. Was, I think we did the show at 1 a.m, you know.
Yeah.
We had our listeners, and it was awesome. We just, you know, we were just spitballing about wrestling for you know, a couple hours a night, so on a Sunday night. So that was a lot of fun. And from there, one day, you know, and I mean, in the meantime, I decided, like, my little motto is preparedness meets opportunity. And I thought, well, you know what? These rumors are crazy. I mean, I was getting, you know, interview requests to talk about the new news, and thought, well, let's prepare the best possible package just in case they call.
Yeah, right,
and,
sure.
I went downtown to Toronto and found a gym called Sully's Gym. It's the one that Edge trained out of, and I began to wrestle. So he put me in this room. He said, well, it's all guys here, and this is not really a wrestling ring. It's a boxing ring, which means there's no give. And are you ready for it? I was like, ah, absolutely. So I learned how to wrestle, and sure enough, about 3-4 months later, I got the call, went down to WWE headquarters in Connecticut, and met JR for the first time, and had a great conversation. He did tell me, you know, he warned me that the role of the woman is evolving, and so you may have to get more physical. And I said, well, you know, JR, I've been training for about 4 months now, and he liked that. And
yeah.
I went home and I had a contract offer. And then in 99, I signed my deal with them. And in 2000, I debuted. And the rest, as they say, is history.
And there you have it. And now it's not just that you're going into the Hall. It's not just that you have won 7 titles. It's that when one thinks of women in wrestling, you're top of mind. And I think that's the ultimate compliment.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, listen, it was the support I had around me. It was the time of everything. I mean, you know, there was a point where there really was no women's division. And in 2001, there was no division, because the last time that anyone had the women's title was China. And China wasn't really, there was no women's division around her. It was just like, look at this woman. She can wrestle, which was cool. But there was no division. And so she actually, when she left the company, she took the title with her, and the title became vacant, and they just did away with the division. And 2001, they decided to bring it back. They got the best. There were 6 top wrestlers in the company. They brought us all in. We had a 6-pack challenge, and I ended up going in as the underdog, and I ended up being a crown champion for the first time. And from there, it was really like, okay, we're doing this. We're going to form a women's division, and we're going to do it. So it's kind of like, here's the ball. Now you need to carry it. But, you know, so much support. I had all these women wrestlers. All of us were so excited to really build the division finally. We had, you know, the agents and the writers were backing us. And, you know, of course, it was up to us to go out there and have a match that people were going to get behind and give us characters that they were going to get behind. And, I'm just happy that we were part of that time where we just had that growth in women's wrestling. And good time. I mean, look, we had viewership of women went up, and really great stuff happened at that time. So there was a good, like, we call it the golden era.
And yeah, well, and to start something new is a nice camaraderie that you guys are going to take with you for the rest of your careers in lives. Now, we should mention, because we've only got about a minute or two here, but we should mention that your yoga fundraiser at Stratosphere is happening tomorrow. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, that's called The Power of Movement.
Yeah.
And basically, yoga studios all across Canada will be doing yoga that day. So they'll be doing donation-based classes that day. So I've donated my studio to be the GTA location. And it's stratosphereyoga.com. So we'd love if anyone wants to come out. Jeff, I would love if you'd like to come out and do some Downward Dogs with us.
I'm doing a show tomorrow.
Oh, again.
Again, see? Trish.
See?
The timing, again, just is not working out. By the way, Top Chef Canada, you're going to be doing that soon?
I will be, yeah. It's debuting March 18th, and you can check out my website for, we don't know the debut of my episode, but that was a lot of fun working with Mark McEwen and judging people on their eating. I always like to judge people.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, good for you, and congratulations once again, Trish. You know you can't find a bigger fan outside of me. So I really appreciate your coming on, and it's always a pleasure, my friend. Hey, let's talk again soon, and have fun. Enjoy the moment when it finally comes and you're at WrestleMania. Try to drink it all in. Don't let it go by too fast.
I will indeed. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Trish. There's Trish Stratus joining us.